I saw him on Friday hanging by the store on 6th Street. Sunglasses and a white tee, rolled up sleeves, leaning back on the wall like Jimmy Dean. Talking to some girls with their skirts hitched up on their knees. Smiling, but his eyes all away from the scene. That's when I caught him, he was lurking at me.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 337. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I started things off this week with a track by Skeletal Shakes. It's a band out of Buxton in England, with the song At the Roller Rink. That is the A-side of the band's new cassette single that they self-released on September 11th of this year. Not sure what else they've put out. This may be it. Certainly, it was worth me picking up the songs digitally. I don't invite cassettes back into my house. It's been years, and they are cassetta non grata. But yeah, I'm very happy to hear from the band. Two-thirds of the band come from Standard Fair, that band that broke up that we all loved, and has spawned two good bands after breaking up. So, hey, I think we're all winners there. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. Most of it's in the punk rock vein, so it goes pretty quick. Let's jump into something here. This is Beach Slang with the song Hard Luck Kid.
Never really matters, so baby, come back. Oh, baby, come back.
I told my wife I was going to dedicate that song to her because I figured that must be what it's like when I leave town. And she just rolled her eyes a lot and said, no, when I leave, the first day and a half are the best days. Oh, well. That is Jeffrey Lewis and Los Bolts with the song Out of Town. That is on the new album Manhattan, which came out October 30th on Rough Trade Records. Jeffrey Lewis, of course, based out of New York. That album feels a little different, but every Jeffrey Lewis album feels a little different. This one still has some very good songs, and that one is one of them. Maybe not even my favorite on the album, but still a very good song. Before that, we heard from Shell Shag with the song Baby Come Back. That is on the album Why'd I Have to Get So High, which came out on Don Giovanni in October 2nd, I think. That band, of course, from the other side of the bridge in Brooklyn. It feels like a different Shell Shag album, but it's good. And that track there just screams, you know, Jesus and the Mary Chain, but that's okay. That's a good thing to scream. And then before that, we started the set off with Beach Slang with the song Hard Luck Kid. That is on the album The Things We Do to Find the People Who Feel Like Us. That came out October 30th as well on Polyvinyl, the band based out of Philadelphia. And it features James Snyder, I think, from Weston, someone who's been in the music scene for a very long time. And, of course, that is The Replacements Reborn. And I think the band is somewhat unapologetic about that. Saw them play at the Jackpot in Lawrence a week ago or so, and I think there were probably five or six times that the Mats were mentioned during that show. But that's good, because we like the Mats. We like the Mats a lot. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I've got another set for you here, and we're really going to get to some punk rock now. This is The Bad Ideas with the song I'm Stuck.
Tell me what to do. Well, this enjoyment thing.
To ourselves to learn the words to that song. That way when the microphone gets stretched out to the audience, we can all do the gang vocals there. That is Blindside USA with the song Chained Relief. That is on the Wave of Regret cassette, which just came out on Straight and Alert Records October 26th, band out of Kansas City, Missouri. Before that, we heard from the Deacons with the song Liquor Store. That is on the Beat Up the World demo. And I think it might be digital only. I'm not sure on that one. Came out back in July. The band released that themselves. Another band from Kansas City. And that guitar intro there, just so dirty and raunchy and nice. And then just that blast of kind of West Coast hardcore punk. Really good stuff from that band. And then started things off with the Bad Ideas with the song I'm Stuck. That is on the Red Kate Bad Ideas Split 7-inch, which came out back last May of 2014. But I just now picked that up, so shame on me on that one. That was as the inaugural release on Mills Record Company, 7-inch there. And that band, of course, out of Kansas City as well. So a trio of punk rock in Kansas City. You can hear a little bit about what's going on in my town in the underground. I've got one song left for you, but let me go and get the business out of the way first. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 337. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things happening. It looks like I'm going to be in town for a while, so I probably need to update things and see what I might want to go to. On the 17th, a lot of people are excited about Glenn Hansard at the Uptown, the 20th, Iris DeMent at Knuckleheads, or Darwin D's at the Riot Room. The 24th, Corrosion of Conformity is playing at the Riot Room, and the 27th, The Good Life is playing at the Riot Room. The 30th is that Get Up Kids Brewinger show at the Record Bar, and that should be nuts. And I just saw the Queers were announced for the Record Bar on 12/7, so I've not seen the Queers probably since, oh gosh, 95, 94, something like that. Has it really been 20 years since I've seen that band? That's amazing. How old must Joe be at this point? He's still singing songs about high school girls, though, I'm sure. Looking at the website, lots of things have come up in the last week. There was photos and video of the Beach Slang Lithuania Warriors show from the 4th at Jackpot. I think I mentioned that earlier. Photos from the 5th of the Front Bottom Smith Street Band and Elvis DePresley show. And then Apocalypse Meow happened. So we had the first night coverage is up on the website. The second night coverage is up on the website. And I'm not sure the third will be up by the time this goes up or not. I need to get on that. And then hopefully where I was last night or maybe two nights ago where this airs or maybe like 16 years ago when you hear this, who knows? Yeah, these things aren't live. Was a show out in Lawrence to catch Parquet Courts, and they played with Lazy, the new version of Lazy, which is so very good, and then Young Mammals from Houston, I believe, opened that show. So maybe that'll be up on the website by the time you hear this, if not shortly afterwards. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I've got one track left. It is by Julian Baker. The song I'm going to play is called Good News, and that's on her new album, Spring. Sprained Ankle, which came out October 23rd on 6131 Records. She's based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I think this, if I remember the press releases on this one, it was kind of just a, I've left my band, I'm kind of all alone in a faraway place, and I'm just recording these songs for my own benefit. And they are so good and so raw that people obviously convinced her that it was important to get these out. And I really like this track. So it's a bit of a shift from everything else we've heard today, but just as honest. And as I said, really raw as anything else that we've heard anybody else screaming about all day. So let's wrap things up here. This is Julian Baker with the song Good News. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
About you and more about